Recapping the Indiana trip, 4-set win against the Hoosiers and a 5-set battle with Purdue. What do you take away?
Yeah, kind of continuation from Seattle, just probably playing our best volleyball of the season. I think Stella's just done an awesome job distributing the offense and getting your hitters in good situations. And just feels like a group of young people that are starting to learn and starting to believe and focusing on just playing hard. And October's a hard month. Ask any program. You know, October's probably the hardest month in the Big Ten. And so, yeah, we get a chance to end it here at home against two good teams. The Purdue loss certainly is going to sting for a while when you're that close, but that's just part of things that teams go through. So I'm excited for us to see how we respond tomorrow.
Where does the Indiana match rank for you in terms of complete games you played this year?
Certainly felt like our best offensive performance in terms of our young athletes really finding themselves. You know, both Carly and Kelly and Jordan all having good nights that night. Stella really moved the ball around masterfully and put him in good situations. But it was an important match for us, you know, coming off of the Seattle performance to kind of validate what we had done there and to make sure we could do it in another road environment. And I thought we did it in both those matches against Purdue and against Indiana.
What did Purdue kind of do after set two that helped them turn the tide and get back into it?
Yeah, it was always, the margins are thin at this level, I think is what I would say. And so, you know, we had at least three match points, you know, one in the third, I believe, and then a couple in the fifth set. And I thought they were good in messy situations, right? They hit some high line. They served a bunch of balls in. They were played pretty clean late. And so, yeah, we had our chances and just a couple simple little things. That's been the theme of today's practice. It's just little things are big in the big moments. So just making sure we're digging balls off the net and taking good high hard swings when the moments are there.
A 2.5-week road trip wraps up. Excited to be home, I'm sure. And Illinois coming to town. What do they look like?
Yeah, younger, dynamic team, you know, new setter from they've had a few years who's doing a great job for them, running with some tempo. Two young outside hitters who are playing with a lot of confidence. But overall, just an overall chemistry and fight. You know, they're 7-3 in the Big Ten right now, and they beat Purdue in one of their two matchups. And just a team that plays with an edge and a chip on their shoulder, and they just lost two matches in a row. So I expect them to play well.
Last thing for you, have you looked ahead to USC at all?
No, I really haven't. You know, we've seen them in a couple passing film moments when we're scouting other teams, but we know that, you know, their receiving is some of the best in the conference, right? And our serving has been our biggest strength. So we know that we're going to have to be good in multiple areas, not just serving, in order to do well against them. But they've got a big one tomorrow. I know that in crosstown rivalry, and we've got a big one against Illinois. So that's where we're at.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tanner.